Hello, I'm Len Jeffrey, and I do this every Saturday, starting at noon Eastern Time, broadcasting from just outside of Toronto, Canada. I'm so glad you could help join me here. You're really helping out just by listening in. I mean that. Maybe you'll like it a lot or a little, and you'll let your friends know about what I'm doing. Got to do this to make it sound official. Okay, I'm going to start off the music. I try to play happy songs. Okay. It says Johnny Paycheck. Let's try this one here. Oh, maybe a couple, because I've got to do something else while the music's playing for you to listen to. Here's Johnny Paycheck. Paycheck. Okay, hold on a second here. Hold on, I admit, I move the mic here a bit. I admit that I walked away while the song was playing. Okay, let's start up some other songs here. Dan Bernardo, I've got under this heading. It's called. Oh, there's a bunch of songs that he's done. But his wife, Build Our Home, it's called. And this is Catherine Bernardo.
Catherine dreams so high, hands that reach the sky, looking for a place to call her. Kids run through the yard. Life ain't all that hard when your heart's so full with love to show.
Okay, local talent, I would say. That was Catherine Bernardo. And this one is a song by Dan Bernardo, promoting Oshawa, Ontario. Not very loud, is it? It's coming up. Oh, dead air. I just love it when things don't work out right. But I'm hopeful.
Trio, where it always rains and never snows. You don't need no shovels or no snow machines. In this town where the lakes don't freeze, we don't have snow up to our knees. I guess you could say we're in the GTA. I never thought the city lights were what they meant by starry nights until I went to see what I could see. Where the air is fresh and the trees are green and the people there are never mean. The Gilligan's the new show on TV. In Oshawa, where the Chevys rule the road, where the streets are painted in salt and we watch the Fords corrode. In Oshawa, where fun's the North End Bowl, and no one goes downtown unless the generals are scoring goals. I never thought I'd miss that place. It looks, it smells, and all its taste, until northward my feet did start to roam. When the air is fresh and the snow is clean, and Bob Izumi makes his green, I guess that's about the time that I miss home. In Oshawa, you don't dare swim in the lake. If you do, it might just be your very last mistake. In Oshawa, where the air is thick and green, I don't care cause it's my home, and my home it'll always be. But still nowhere to go. In Oshawa, where the car plants run on loans, and with a little luck, the peeps will suck, and we'll send those bastards home. I'm from a place in Ontario, where it always rains and never snows. We don't need no shovels or no snow machines. Nuclear reactors grow like weeds, and Ontario Hydro says it's clean, but all the fishes seem to have free eyes. In Oshawa, where it rains on Christmas Eve, when it's dark in Lakeview Park, but you still don't want to leave. In Oshawa, where they love the NDP, it ain't much, but it's my home, and my home it'll always be. In Oshawa,
Dan Bernardo.
The Sound of Toronto. JoshuaRocks.com. You're listening to Len Jeffrey on OshawaRocks.com.
OshawaRocks.com.
I try every trick in the book with every step that you take. Everywhere that you look, just look and you'll find. I'll try to get to your soul. I'll try to get to your mind.
Yeah, mate, you put the ad in the paper for the plumber?
Yeah, that's right.
Mate, I will take the job, all right?
Yeah.
Now, we need to talk about the money, all right? Mate, how much are you prepared to pay me?
Depends how good you are.
Mate, I'm the best, all right? I learned from my uncle. You listen to me?
Yeah.
Mate, my uncle was a plumber, right? You remember the investigators?
Yep.
Mate, he was on that all the time, mate, all right? He would always say to me, there is nothing that sticky tape cannot fix. Matty, he was the best, Matty, right? And Matty, I learned all about hoses from him as well. Mate, you know siphoning petrol from cars?
Yes, mate.
Matty, he could do it all, mate. Do not laugh, Matty, right? It's my uncle we are talking about here, right? Now listen to me, laughing boy, all right?
Yes, mate.
I come in there, start work tomorrow, but I do not do any dirty work, all right? That is what you will do. Mate, listen, all right? More time plumbing, less time laughing.
Who am I speaking to?
Mate, believe it or not, right?
Yeah.
You are speaking to Guido Hetsis. Do not laugh at my name, my friend, all right? All right, mate, I'll be unblocking a drain with your head if you do that again,
yeah, okay.
All right? Okay?
Yep.
Now, mate, I come in, I still work as the boss, all right? Your boss.
Okay.
And I fine you $5 every time you laugh.
Okay. I'm going to be broke. Ha ha. What's your contact number, Guido?
Matt, I do not give it to you, right? Because you give it to the women that you know.
Yeah.
The phone does not stop ringing, mate. And the women, the skippy chicks, they want to go out with me, mate. Mate, I don't have time to do my plumbing, mate.
Mate, you got the job.
Mate, I already knew that, right? I'm not so sure about your job, mate. Mate, what I do, I'll put you on probation, all right?
Yeah, okay, mate.
I stay there tomorrow. You will come around and pick me up.
Yeah.
You will have a light lunch waiting for me.
Okay.
And then I supervise you, all right?
Okay.
You Skippy the Laugh Kangaroo, mate. That's where you are, Matt, all right?
I know.
All right, you come pick me up tomorrow. I'll see you there, my friend. Goodbye.
Late yesterday night, I saw a light shine from a window, and as I looked again, your face came into sight. I couldn't walk on until you'd gone from your window. I had to make you mine. I knew you were the one. Oh, I would be glad just to have a love like that. Oh, I would be true. I'd live my life for you. So meet me tonight, just where the light shines from a window. And as I take your hand, say that you be mine tonight. Just to have a love like that. Oh, I would be true, and I'd live my life for you. So meet me tonight, just where the light shines from a window. And as I take your hand, say that you'll be mine tonight.
Well, they can steal your socks without taking your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to myself. I say, Kennedy, today you're going to follow Jesus. And by 10 o'clock, I still want to follow Jesus, but I also want to slap the hell out of somebody. As I've said about her before, I think she's the reason there are directions on a shampoo bottle. Someday pigs may fly, but I doubt it. It looks like it was put together by a heroin addict with a socket wrench. The American people look at it and they just want to jump out of a moving car. If the White House during the President Biden's term had discovered life on Mars, they would have sent it money immediately.
It is delivering precisely the result that you seek.
Did you just parachute in from another planet, Mr. Secretary? General,
yes,
you
sir.
Believe in open borders, don't you? Let me just say for the record,
it's wrong.
My aunt's Facebook page has more credibility than you do. I mean, you call Senator Sanders everything but an ignorant slut.
The senator's time has expired and there are other senators waiting.
I've got a bunch more tweets. Thank you for your objective advice.
I'm sure you do.
I want the record to reflect that I did not call Senator Sanders an ignorant slut. If I could vote no twice, I would. I believe love is the answer, but I own a handgun just in case. I don't think it's a complicated question, Madam Administrator. You're asking us for more money every year, more money, and it gets worse, worse, and worse. In the real world, when you fail, you get fired. In government, when you fail, you get more money because obviously you need it.
Will we see both sides come together and put something before the president that he's willing to sign?
Don't know yet, of course. I wouldn't bet my house on it.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone. I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. It's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better.
She's got the devil in her heart. For her eyes they tantalize. She's gonna tear your heart apart. Oh, her lips they really thrill me. I'll take my chances, for romance is so important to me. She'll never hurt me, she won't desert me. She's an angel sent to me. She's got the devil. Believe. She's gonna tear your heart apart.
devil in her heart. Though she's an angel sent to me.
Hello, Melinda here.
Yeah, Mara, you are the masseuse?
That's me.
Mara, I need to come and see you, right? Because I have sustained a breakdancing injury.
A breakdancing injury?
Yeah, Mara, I was too ambitious with a maneuver. Right, mate?
Right.
And I have strained a muscle, mate.
Well, that is no good. I won't be able to help you today, though. I could help you possibly tomorrow, though.
All right, Matt, I come in because I think I've damaged one of my perfectly formed, sculpted, toned, and tan calf muscles. All
right? Right.
Now, you can work on that?
Yep, sure.
All right, man. Now, Matt, there's a bit...
When did you actually sustain this injury?
Matt, it was yesterday, right?
Okay.
I was on my mat in front of the mirror doing a... Do not laugh, my friend, please.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I was.
I'm sorry.
I was doing an electric boogaloo.
Okay.
Matt, I think you have strained a muscle, mate.
I have, not really.
Yeah, Matt, I think you have strained a muscle called your heart.
No, not really. Thank you.
Matt, I will explain, right?
When I walk through that door, baby, be polite. You gonna make me so. If you don't greet me right, don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. Treat me nice. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my head. But you want to be a slave? If you ask me to, but if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Reunite, make me feel at home. If you really care, scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my head. No, I'll be your slave. If you ask me to, but if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Reunite. If you really want my love, then treat me now.
OshawaRocks.com.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they called her Dawn.
Dawn, go away, I'm no good for you.
Picture from the past came slow. caressed your arm and walked so close to you. Suddenly I got that old time feeling. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Just the way I used to do. Oh, heaven only knows how much I miss you. I can't help it if I'm still in love.
It's all part of a little bitty scheme.
It's all right to be a little bitty,
a little hometown or a big old city.
Might as well share, might as well smile.
Life goes on for a little bitty while.
It's all right to be a little bitty,
a little hometown or a big old city.
Might as well share, might as well smile.
Life goes on for a little bitty while.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Detective Peter North calling from the police department. I was looking for Parisa.
Yes, this is she.
I'm assuming you know what this phone call is about.
I don't know what this is about. What?
Okay. Where are you currently? And may I remind you that it is a felony to lie to a police officer.
Okay, I'm at work right
okay,
now.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let me ask you that question again, and may I remind you that you are at your place of business, and I'm sure they wouldn't like it if the officers that I have downstairs came up and escorted you out of the building.
Yeah, no, especially when I don't know what this is about, sir. Can I have some more information, and can we keep it Yeah, I don't want anybody. So you're
doubling down, here, doubling down on the fact that you don't know what I'm calling about.
Yes, I am. What is this about?
Well, we've got him in custody. And you've we need you to come down to the precinct to answer a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. I'm very confused, sir. Can you please tell me what's going on?
Well, you've been named as an accomplice to one Jeff, who we detained at the airport today trying to get out of town.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir, well...
You want to tell me about what we found in the trunk of his car?
Found in the trunk of his car? Mm-hmm. I have no idea what you're talking about.
What was
about.
In the luggage in the trunk of his car? Because according to him, it's yours.
What? No. No, sir, I think there's been, I don't know, a miscommunication or... I do know Jeff. Jeff is my boyfriend, but I can't believe that this is even happening. Like, officer, we can set up a time or something for me to come down. I'm just at work right now. I really
okay,
can't.
Okay, so you want to do it on your schedule when your accomplice, who we already have detained, was trying to flee town. You think I'm going to let you do that? I don't think so. I have four officers downstairs, and I'm going to send them up there right
now. I'm not going anywhere. I am not going to go anywhere. I will comply. I really am very confused right now. Hey, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know if they arrested Jeff. I have no idea what's going on. Sorry, I'll be right there. Sorry, officer, that was just my coworker. Please just do not send cops up here. All right.
Well, Prisa, I'm prepared to let you speak with Jeff.
Okay. Fine, I have a lot of questions.
Have him right here with me.
Okay, fine, I'll talk to him.
All right, here he is.
Hey, babe.
Jeff, what is going on?
Well, they got me.
They got you? Got you for what? Yeah,
don't act like you don't know what's going on. I mean, this, you know, the jig is up.
Babe, I have no idea what's going on. What are you talking about?
What I'm actually talking about is I wanted to know if you would marry me or not.
Prisa, this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show with your boyfriend Jeff. And he set up a phone prank so he could ask you.
What? Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah, will you marry me?
Jeff? Yes.
Don't worry, I'm not in jail. I'm not arrested. It's okay.
Oh my God, you're gonna give me a heart attack.
Yeah. You can marry me in prison. You can do it in prison.
You get conjugal visits.
Baby.
Yeah.
Stop. Yes, of course. Of course I'll marry you. I love you so much. Just don't ever do this again.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor.
Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's cantina below. Strong and it pushes me onward, down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting I can't let them catch me, I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. See the white puff of smoke from the rifle, I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina good.
Well, that's about all the time I have here on this Saturday. By the way, it's October 11th, 2025. Take care until next Saturday at noon Eastern time. Okay? I'm Len Jeffrey. Bye-bye.
I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you part us up?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps
Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious 'cause your love is so hard to find.
Suspicious.
For it's my heart.
Suspicious.
Keeps us apart.
Suspicious.
Why torture me?
OshawaRocks.com.